At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, I'm visiting with Robert Moorhead with Mississippi State. And first of all, Robert, tell us what you do for the university.
So I'm the director of two research centers at the university. One of them is called the Geospatial Research Institute, and the other is a NOAA Cooperative Institute called the Northern Gulf Institute.
So you've probably heard of something called Precision Ag and know what the term ag nerd means and things like that. What attracted me coming by here is seeing a little display that you've got here at the show with several UAVs. Tell me a little bit about the kind of work you're doing with this technology right now.
So given the two centers I direct, one is focused more, the work's focused on agriculture, precision agriculture, and the other on more coastal resilience, coastal restoration, coastal studies. So the ag's a large part of what we do.
So when in that area then, how is this, are these devices and, just the overall technology coming into play in the time that you've been working with it?
So one of the areas that we're working on right now that doesn't take a whole lot of agronomy, but it's pretty straightforward, is corn is becoming a much more popular crop. And in the deep south, you have the hot, dry summers, which inhibit the productivity. So there is a motivation to plant early. But when you go to plant earlier than maybe you would really like to, you run a greater risk of frost, freeze, and severe weather. So with these, we're able to come in. We can get 1/8-inch resolution with this $7,000 bird over here and detect very quickly with good spatial acuity where the plants are coming up, how they're coming up, if you have an issue with weather or potentially something like a feral hog eating your seed.
Yes, feral hogs. I don't know anybody that really loves those little beasties. So have you worked on developing any of your own product or software to do this?
So we've focused right now more on the research and left the product development more to the commercial world. And we're willing to work with them. We're working with a couple of them right now to develop algorithms that they might deploy in their marketplace.
You know, I know that you've kind of got fixed wing versus rotor. They can be better for different kinds of applications. When it comes to this Mid-South area with, you know, fairly diverse types of crops down here, how about adoption already in terms of the folks out there? I mean, I know you're doing it, but, you know, there's a lot of farmers that are kind of using them just for their own purposes, I know.
Correct. So it's the FAA doesn't like it, but they don't have enough funding to have enough police in the field. So they're being used a lot for just visible, getting up in the air, looking at the crop to see what the crop.
Yeah, they've come out with some fairly recent rules on this that haven't made everybody happy, although at least there's been some movement there which was causing a lot of uncertainty. I've never seen any regulation that you know gets put in place that all of a sudden there's no regulation. So I think we're going to see more of it probably. But it seems like there's so much potential for how this technology can help farming become more efficient on the land they've got, and at the same time maybe find ways to help reduce some of their costs too, right?
Correct. So, I mean, we can, you know, you could, if you can make one of these things last for 400 hours and it costs, a really good one, $40,000, we can cover 1,000 acres an hour at 400 feet at 1-inch resolution, which can give you some pretty good information for crop health, spatially explicit.
Great. Well, we hope for the time when we get all this more of the certainty out here, and I know there's so much more development that's going to be happening, and the work you're doing is just a part of all that. So, hope to give you my card here. Maybe we can stay in touch when you have some announcements. But, again, that's Robert Moorhead with Mississippi State. We're here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.